Jason Mackey never makes excuses. He's on with us right now, of course, from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I had a college roommate who said excuses are the nails that build the house of failure. And it was a saying so ridiculous that I repeat it to this day. If my kids will say something, I will tell them that, and they look at me like I'm crazy.
Jason, you're a very successful man, but it sounds like is he running some Fortune 500 company or something like that? What's he doing with his life?
No, I don't think so. I think he's a sort of teacher. I don't like sort of works teacher. In some sort of support school. I struggle to explain what he does. But yeah, he's not running a Fortune 500 company. I can guarantee you that. He was this funny dude from out east, you know, hunting, total redneck, when he would just say that, and it was like sort of ironic, but I love the saying, and so I've repeated it to this day.
Do it one more time. What is it?
Excuses are the nails that build the house of failure.
I freaking love that.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right, Mackey. Steelers 10-7. Last year they were 10-7. Last year the vibes were better going into the playoffs. You were taking on Josh Allen and the Bills in their place, yet you had won 3 in a row. So I think this is a simple question, but I think it's a complicated discussion. Have they made any progress? Like, are there bright spots to take out of this season that you can then apply to next year and say, okay, this thing's on the right track?
No.
Yeah.
And not enough of them. I don't think so. I mean, I think individually you can look at some things and say they've gotten some pieces. And what I mean by that is Troy Faitanu in his limited action was good. I think you can look at Zach Frazier and say you've got a center. Beyond that, I mean, maybe Peyton Wilson on the other side. I don't think Patrick Queen has been as bad as people maybe say he is or think he is. But I think there are more questions that have, you know, it's going to outweigh the solutions that you found. Like, you don't have enough depth at wide receiver. I don't think they have a quarterback for the future. I don't know what the future at running back looks like. I haven't been all that enamored with Arthur Smith's offense. The defense has dropped off in a big way. Deshaun Elliott would be an answer too, just to balance that out. That was something that I omitted. But no, Adam, I don't think there's less clarity this year than there was last year. I think there's less optimism this year than there was last year. And I think another year of this only adds to the problem that I'm sure you guys are discussing, and just the fatigue and the frustration with fans that is understandable at this point.
All right, Jason, if the Steelers, this is a two-part question. If the Steelers were to win this game Saturday, how does it look? And if the Ravens were to win this game Saturday, how does it look?
All right, Doran, the first part of that, the only path I see for the Steelers here is if Lamar Jackson gets back in his own head. If, you know, some of the issues that he's had throughout his career against the Steelers resurface, some of the issues that he's had in the playoffs against all teams resurface. I mean, they need Lamar Jackson to be just an absolute mental case out there and turn the ball over and whatever. I think the more likely outcome is honestly similar to what we saw in this last meeting, where the Ravens control the line of scrimmage, the Steelers are unable to stop Derrick Henry, and Lamar just builds on what he does the last time. And I think that's more likely. I don't think the Steelers have it in them, whether it's communication issues, whether it's an inability to stop the run. I don't think still we've seen nearly what Lamar Jackson has to offer in a Steelers matchup. I think, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if he goes off for 300 plus three touchdowns, one of his typical Lamar games. But you know, if they were going to win, it was going to have to be with him cratering.
Jason Mackey, the Post Gazette and 93.7 The Fan, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. We've been kicking this around all morning long, Jason. Who's under more pressure, Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson?
Probably Russell Wilson, I would think. I mean, that's a tough one, man.
This, I don't know that it's likely. Yeah. This could be the last game of his career. I mean, you go out there and you suck it up for the fifth game in a row, It would have me thinking.
I mean, that's what I'm kind of weighing in my head. Like, even if Lamar Jackson does not perform well, it's not like he's going to be out of a job next season. It's not like anybody's going to look at him and say, oh, well, he can't do it anymore. You know, he's done. He's not the right guy for this. You're probably going to look at him and say he's one of those guys that performs extremely well in the regular season. He can't get it done in the postseason. It's going to perpetuate a narrative, but it's not going to hit him in the checkbook. It's not going to affect his work next season. And I don't know if it will with Russ. Also, I mean, this was something we discussed in the pregame show a lot with Mark Cabali and Donnie. and Mark seems to think that, you know, Russell Wilson is still probably back no matter what. I don't see it being that clear cut. I don't think it should be that clear cut. I think he should be playing for his job on Saturday. And if it goes poorly, I don't know how you bring him back in good faith at this point.
Jason, what's the message going to be if the Steelers lose from Art the Second? Like, what's the message going to be at the end of the season if they do lose Saturday to everybody? He has that at the end of the season conference or whatever. What is the message going to be this year?
Yeah, I've thought about that because it's the same stuff, right? Like you said, it's time to win playoff games. We're upset, sort of, you know, putting his foot down for a sense of urgency, and then the exact same stuff happens. How do you spin that? How do you present that? The only thing I can think of, Doran, is they might lump it on Arthur Smith and say, you know, we feel like we made some progress, not enough. This guy needs time to implement his system. You know, I'm sure they will take ownership of the wide receiver spot. You know, we haven't done enough there. We do feel like we have an outline for what can be a good team. We have to figure out why the defense didn't perform. I don't think people want to hear it. Like, I think the question with the Steelers is much bigger. Like, why do we keep doing this stuff and sort of digging into the Steelers' way and patience and all this stuff when there's clearly a problem? Like, you don't go 8 years without a playoff win by accident. But I don't see Art coming out and saying, look, our way of doing business isn't working. We really got to take a long, hard look in the mirror and blow some stuff up. Like, the next time he presents that sort of face publicly will be the first.
Jason, my kids are 5 and 1. Are they going to have their own kids with the Steelers not having won a playoff game and Mike Tomlin still the head coach? Like, how long can you let this go? It's going to be, if they lose on Saturday, 8 years. Does it have to get to 10, 12, 15? 24 teams have won a playoff game since the Steelers last won a playoff game. Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl and has been fired twice since the Steelers won a playoff game. How long does it go?
I mean, it should be on Saturday, Adam. I mean, to me, that's the line. Art said what he said last offseason. We have to win playoff games. And no, it's not all Mike Tomlin's fault. That's not a statement defending Mike Tomlin either. There's a bunch that goes into this. And yes, I know that Mike Tomlin will get a job within minutes if the Steelers would fire him. But at some point, you have to realize what you're doing is not working. And it's not just about that number of no playoff wins in 8 years. Like, can anybody objectively look at the Steelers right now and say that this is functional, that this is good, that this is the way of doing things? This is you know, late in the season and the highest paid defense, that it's normal for them to be having communication issues and the breakdowns at the rate they're having, or George Pickens' conduct, for that stuff to be tolerated week in and week out and be the circus that it is? No, it's just, it's not. That's not acceptable. So my line is, you know, win Saturday, they should move. I don't expect them to do that. I don't think they will, but yeah, I wouldn't let it go anymore, man. It's been too long.
Yeah, I already fired him yesterday. Jason, good right. stuff good from you, Adam. As always. We'll hear you on the pregame show coming up on Saturday.
Right, guys,
thanks so much
care.
For your time. Take care.
Thanks, have
Jason.
A good one.
You too. Jason Mackey, Post-Gazette.